hard to say. You know, as a team, we obviously didn't play well. You know, they came out and beat us. We got down early, didn't help our cause out early in the game. Then we just we dug ourselves a hole, and it's hard to come out of.
It seems like your throws are inaccurate. They seem to be high. What is the reason?
Bad throw, just like last week. I think it was just part of their scheme. You know, I think they're up front, some of their D tackles, you know, kind of just slow rush some things and just have their eyes on the quarterback, and they made some plays.
Carson, how do you avoid getting ejected? You started off 3-0, obviously we're playing great, and in the last 9 games, really struggling as a team, as a whole, but for yourself, you're used to winning. How do you avoid not getting ejected?
Yeah, you just can't get down. You know, you got to stay optimistic. I know, obviously, the results are tough. You know, as of late, you know, we're kind of on a skid, but you know, like I've been saying, you know, this is a good group of guys, a good locker room. Guys are in it to the end. You know, obviously we don't make plays. We have a lot of mistakes. I think we got to clean up some of our discipline. I think we lack some of that at times. But, you know, there's no quit, and you just got to stay positive.
Do you feel in some ways you're pressing? Obviously you're missing a couple guys on offense and on the offensive line. You shuffle a little bit. Do you think in any way you're pressing someone?
I think when you're down – in a game like that, you know, I think it's natural for a lot of guys to just feel the sense of urgency. Maybe call it pressing, call it, you know, we just kind of felt that sense of urgency. And led to, I think we did okay, but it led to some mistakes as well.
Do you feel you're at the same level mechanically now than you were earlier in the year after
week
3? Yeah. From a technique standpoint, I mean, some of the throws are inaccurate across the middle. Is there anything in particular that's affecting you from your mechanic-wise?
I don't think so. No, I mean, you throw the ball 60 times, you're going to miss some of them, so that kind of happens.
If you're the same guy mechanically that you've been maybe all year, what do you attribute to the lack of production now compared to then?
Well, I don't think it's the mechanics. I mean, I think it's – there's just teams – you know, you make mistakes. You know, things happen, and that's just the bottom line.
Do you see teams doing things differently as the season progresses and trying to do different things to you as the season
– Maybe a little bit, but, you know, not a ton. You know, what we see on film throughout the weeks is what we're generally getting, you know. And so I think that – I don't think it's a big – you know, teams are scouting us too much and changing the way they do things. They just do what they do, and we just got to execute better.
Are you surprised things are where they are right now, losing 7-9 after starting 3-0, beating the Steelers and even beating the Vikings and you know, some other good teams?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we didn't expect to go on this skid like this. You know, you don't plan for it. You know, obviously we had a hot start, and things were looking pretty optimistic, looking positive. But, you know, that's the nature of this league. You know, you got to come out to play every Sunday, and we've struggled.
Was he disguised at all? Was there something with their scheme that you
didn't see? I think the last one, I think he was blitzing, and he kind of read out of it and made a really good play. And the first one, the ball got tipped and everything. So he made good plays, though. He's a really good player.
Do you think the inability to establish a running game today, which clearly led to you guys run the ball 60 times, is that more due to the situation that you guys get down, or do you guys need to make a more concerted effort to kind of balance things out?
Hard to say. You know, obviously I think the fact that we were down, you know, coming out the second half, we were kind of in a pass-first mode there for sure. Hard to say early on. Obviously we started slow, you know, especially in the run game, didn't get things going. Hard to say for sure, but definitely the second half we were obviously airing it out.
You played with the third team offense through all training camp, played a lot of all tournament. Today, you had 6 catches for 8 yards. Do you feel you have a connection with him because he played so much?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, going back to the offseason, the spring, throughout the summer, you know, being around Paul, had a good connection with him. But, you know, he's a good player. You know, he's a good player. We've all seen what he's been doing on the practice squad for a while now, and we know the kid can make plays, and obviously it was good for him to come out here today and make some more plays.
So how do you fix this?
You know, obviously we're on a skid. You know, there's really nothing to change. You know, we just got to lock in. We got to be more disciplined. But, you know, at the same time, you don't get down. That's what I've been saying. This locker room, guys aren't going to get down. We just got to – I think we got to be better with our discipline. And just keep attacking it. And, you know, it's obviously we're in a tough spot, but we just got to take it one game at a time.